quality people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I'd like to talk about gratitude today. I heard Dr. Robert Emmons do an interview. He is the author of Gratitude Works and many other books on gratitude. He's often considered one of the foremost authorities on gratitude. And what he was saying is there's more and more research every day that people who express, live gratitude have many personal and interpersonal benefits. So, for example, the folks who practice gratitude have 10% less illnesses. They're likely to make more money. The overall positive emotions can add up to 7 years in your life. So that's terrific in terms of personal resilience. It also increases your psychological immune system, as he calls it. There's scientific evidence that grateful people are more resilient to stress, whatever minor everyday hassles or major upheavals that we experience. So there's personal benefit, but there's also interpersonal benefit. Again, more and more documentation all the time. People who live and express gratitude, people like them better, which makes sense. They have a stronger bond with a local community. They're likely to give more money to charity. There's many, many benefits for gratitude. But think about it this way. It just makes day-to-day living a lot more fun when you can take the time to appreciate what is there. Dr. Emmons said an old saying is accurate. Silent gratitude is of no use to anyone. So what he talked about is gratitude is most powerful when it's expressed or in action. And the other thing that struck me about what he said is we can literally construct gratitude at any moment in our life without regard to what's going on. He has personally interviewed people going through very difficult circumstances, and they were still able to find gratitude. It was funny, just after I'd heard this interview, I read an essay by a woman whose husband had passed away tragically just recently. And in this essay, she dedicated several paragraphs to gratitude, talking about just this heartbreaking time she was going through, but also how she was able to notice and appreciate the moments of care and the moments of sweetness in her time of suffering. So she had several paragraphs specifically mentioning what she was grateful for. So what Dr. Emmons says is that it's available to anyone at any time, despite what you're going through. So in the interview, he's asked, okay, so what do you recommend and what do you personally do? Well, one thing he recommends is gratitude journaling, which is a method that he has cultivated through his studies. Because what it does, he says, is it helps us tune in and remember to tune in to those small, sweet, everyday moments that we need to appreciate. Write in a journal, designate times throughout a day, the different things that you're grateful for, and have it as a point of reference, because we are likely to forget all the differing gifts that we've have in our moments, in our days, in our weeks. So by having it as something you can go back to, it becomes a resource, a reminder, a way to remember. One thing he said he's personally doing as a gratitude practice is he's changed his own language, his day-to-day language. He said when he interviews people that he identified as being grateful people, people who knew how to do gratitude, they had a linguistic style. They talked about the giftedness of life. They talked about how lucky they were. They talked about what they appreciated. And so he is consciously weaving that into his day-to-day moments, which, of course, would bring gratitude to mind on a regular basis. More joyful moments are available to us at any time if we just stop and remember to tune in. Or the way that Lao Tzu said it is this: when you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.